At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas County teen inmates went months, sometimes more than a year, with very little time outdoors. A Dallas Morning News investigation found a state-funded watchdog agency repeatedly warned the head of the Dallas County Juvenile Department about the lack of outdoor time. But Terry Smith said she didn't read the agency reports, and she couldn't guarantee teens get outside even 4 to 6 times a month. Widely accepted standards say incarcerated youth should be allowed outdoors daily. Texas regulations require juvenile facilities provide in outdoor areas, but they don't explicitly say state youth have to participate in outdoor recreational activities. Federal judges have ruled adult prisoners should be permitted outdoors regularly, and that failing to do so may constitute cruel and unusual punishment. 39 school districts in North and Northeast Texas may have been exposed to a data breach. That recent warning from the Texas Agriculture Department estimates the personal information of some 700 students could have been leaked when an employee's state-issued laptop was hit with a ransomware attack. Doug Levin founded EdTech Strategies. The consulting group focuses on technology and education.
This is information that criminals use to open fake identities of and compromise the identities of those involved in schools. And they use that information as well to steal public resources.
School districts said the Agriculture Department gave them little additional information after the breach. Levin told Public Radio's Texas Standard disclosure requirements differ from place to place, but also
it can be a little bit tricky if you're not a technical expert to really understand the scope of what happened and to understand what might have been stolen or what might be done with that information.
Levin said schools can limit the impact of leaks by ensuring their technology and software is up to date. Students and employees should also do a better job of securing their account passwords. Levin also recommends more training on how to avoid so-called phishing emails. For many moviegoers, the holidays are a time to catch up on films you've missed. Our big screen team talks about their favorite films of the year.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And Chris, it's an annual tradition, time to talk about our favorite movies of the year.
Yeah, Stephen, I think it was a really strong year overall. What's near the top of your list?
I think I'm going to go with the animated film Coco. It's about a boy living in Mexico named Miguel, an aspiring musician who on Dia de los Muertos crosses over into the land of the dead in search of his great-great-grandfather, the legendary mariachi singer Ernesto de la Cruz.
It's you. You are that boy, the one who came from the land of the living.
You know about me?
You are all anyone has been talking about. Why have you come here?
I'm Miguel, your great-great-grandson.
I have a great-great-grandson?
Chris, for once, I wish we were having this conversation on television, and it's because the visuals in this movie are some of the most stunning that I've seen in a film in a long time. The colors of the land of the dead and the many creatures who inhabit it are just so lush and vivid.
Yeah, you know Pixar is always going to bring it on that level. I think what distinguishes their great movies, and I do think this is a great one, is the writing. This is a very moving and smart film, and it really tackles death in a very interesting way. And it does what these Pixar movies always do, which is make me cry and feel really embarrassed, although it doesn't do it quite as quickly as, say, Up does. It waits till the end to make me cry.
So, Chris, your number one movie is one we've actually talked about a few times.
Yeah, we've hammered out The Shape of Water pretty thoroughly. It's magical. It's awesome. You should definitely go see it. But let's talk about another movie. Let's talk about my number two movie, which is Get Out.
This is, of course, the story of a young black man who, with his white girlfriend, takes a trip to visit her parents out in the country.
So how long has this been going on, this thing? How long?
4 months.
4 months?
Mm. 5 months, actually.
She's right. I'm wrong.
Attaboy. Better get used to saying that.
This is a film that came out in the spring and has really shown legs.
Yeah, it was zeitgeisty immediately. It's a great horror movie that has full command of horror grammar visually, but also happens to be about how we act like racism doesn't exist and how it continues to just linger right under the surface in plain sight. It manages to turn all of that into a sort of supernatural and very disturbing and oddly believable kind of horror movie.
Okay, Chris, a lot of people are catching up on their movies during this week. Do you have one or two quickie recommendations you'd like to make?
I loved a movie called Graduation. This is a Romanian drama that is streaming on Netflix about a father whose daughter is taking exams for school, and he finds himself in a very sticky ethical and moral situation. It's about the things that we do when we're trying to do the right thing, but life sometimes makes it difficult to do that right thing. I thought it was a really, really well-made and well-acted film. So I highly recommend Graduation.
And Chris, I'll recommend a film that you and I both liked very well, and it's called Call Me By Your Name, which is out this Friday in theaters. It's about a 17-year-old boy who's on summer vacation with his family in Italy. He meets a graduate student who's there to work with his father, and they develop a bit of a relationship, and it's really not so much about the particulars of their relationship, but it's more about the feelings that you have when you're a 17-year-old and you've got one foot in childhood and one foot in adulthood, and how those relationships you have at that critical time in your life will set you on a course on how you think about love and relationships.
Yeah, it's a beautiful film, Stephen, and it's unapologetically sensual, just in every element. It looks fantastic. All of the fruit just looks so ripe. It makes you want to move to a northern Italian villa, although you probably already want to move to a northern Italian villa.
Well, Chris, it's been another good year of talking movies with you. Happy holidays to you and yours.
You too, Stephen.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Check out their picks for the top 10 movies of the year at artandseek.org. And the forecast, sunny skies, high near 75 this afternoon, but there's a 60% chance of rain tonight, 80% chance of it tomorrow. It's 48 degrees in Dallas, 50 in Fort Worth.